Good morning. Welcome to Cahaba Heights United Methodist Church. My name is Kelsey Johnson. I'm the associate pastor here. And with Rusty Glasgow, our senior pastor, I welcome you here this morning. We're so glad to see you after such an eventful week. We have a few announcements this morning. First of all, you'll notice that you don't have bulletins. That's because we were out from the Tuesday afternoon on. But we're going to have our normal order of worship, and we'll make sure you know what's going on all throughout the service. Tonight is, of course, Super Bowl Sunday, and so that changes our scheduling a little bit for the rest of the day. Directly after worship, choir will have their rehearsal. So rather than later this afternoon, they'll meet directly after worship in the choir room. Our junior high kids will not meet tonight. The senior high are going to meet here at the church at 5:30 because they have a volunteer event planned. So senior high meet here at the church at 5:30. Junior high don't meet tonight. And kids do not meet tonight either. Are there any other announcements before we begin this morning? All right, then let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Please remain standing and turn in your hymnals to page 881 for our affirmation of faith. Let us unite in this historic confession of our Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Our first scripture reading today comes from the book of Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. And if you want to look along in the pew Bible that's in front of you in your pews, you can find this on page 866. Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam son of Beor answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? This is the word of God for the people of God, and to this we say, thanks be to God. And now, if you would, please turn in your hymnals to page 12 for our prayer of confession. Later in the service, we'll be receiving Holy Communion, and so on days when we do that, we always take time at the beginning of the service to confess to God the ways that we've fallen short. So if you'll join me now on page 12, Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
As we come to this portion of our service today, of all days, I think one of the things that I can honestly say today is just wow. How quickly the world changes when we least expect it. We sat in this room so comfortable and not expecting anything to be any different. And I said to myself, because today's a special day for my mother and I both. Today is, some of you are going to say it's been the longest 2 years of your life, and a few of you are going to say it may have flown by quickly. But today is 2 years ago. Was my first Sunday at Cava Heights United Methodist. And as I was preparing for this week, I thought, have we done enough ministry in these past 2 years? Have we reached out to the community? Some areas that I thought would have changed have been a little slow. Some other areas have taken off. And then Tuesday morning, we had the opportunity to not only be a church, but we were the church. We opened our doors to any person that we could bring in, any person that needed a warm place. We offered the best that we had. And much of the best that we had was brought by you. Because when they asked in the kitchen, I said, go to the front of the sanctuary, get anything you need. That's what it's there for. It's why we collect for those less fortunate. This occurred that you cannot blame it on the poor. You cannot blame it on the needy. You cannot blame it on other races. This affected every person that was trying to be anywhere. Ministry occurred. In the midst of it, my phone rang and a person said to me, and it's a little humorous, unless you're that person, and it's not a member of our church, so we're all clear here. But a person said, I'm having a crisis. And I thought, well, I am too. And I said, what do you need? And she said, my sitter can't get here tonight, and I'm okay, but I'm out of Depends. Well, if you've ever had an elderly person in your house, that's a crisis. And I thought, well, this will be easy. I can get to you. Where do you live? At the top of Ron Lee Drive, up in there somewhere, which to me might as well have been Mount Everest. And you know, as I went into CVS, I thought to myself, surely the clerk won't think they're for me because I'm buying mediums. And then I thought, I don't walk good when it's normal. And I said, Lord, I never have liked this truck as well as I liked my Chevrolet. I dropped it down into traction and said, Lord, it's never had a wreck, but I guess now's going to be the time. And when they find me, it'll be me, my phone, and a package of medium depends. I dropped to one. And as I thought about those people on the Titanic as I hum, Nearer My God to Thee. And slowly but surely, and I haven't shared this with anybody because I thought it's an evidence that God is in control. It slowly but surely went to the top. And when I dropped off a package, a person was extremely glad that I was there. And when I got back in my truck, I thought to myself, up doesn't look nearly as dangerous as down. Which means if I slide, I'm wiping out Miss Myra's. And it was amazing. You make it back. You do what you have to do. And you reach out and touch those less fortunate. Let me say thank you for being the church that touched a community. We have praises today. Gene Connor is back in our midst, which we are thrilled to have sitting here. It's an answer to prayer. And as we come to this portion of our service, we come because we pray, because we are a church. And as a church, when we pray earnestly. And I hate to say it, I didn't find out about it firsthand. I have talked to the person since then. I found out about it at the beauty shop. I've told everybody, if ministers worked just a period of time as shampoo people, they'd know every secret in every community. Our very own B. Carlton is facing struggles in the weeks ahead. It's a blessing to live a life without regrets, but it's also tough in the medical profession when you outlive some of the things that you just automatically think are able to be done. B's asked me to ask you as a congregation that in these coming weeks, we don't just pray, but we ask for God to be totally in control. And we ask for God to do things that in B's life are simply miraculous. And so, as our altar opens today, I'm inviting all of you that just are standing in that need of prayer, just to simply allow Kelsey and I to pray with you and allow us the opportunity as a church to come to our knees as we pray for one so very dear.
that now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the
Scripture this morning is Psalms chapter 24. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your gates, lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. The word of God for the people of God, to this we say, thanks be to God.
You join me in prayer. Father, as we come before you, we just ask that you open our hearts. You allow our minds to hear, our emotions to filter, and our very being to be all that you would call us to be. We ask that the Holy Spirit be present with us. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Psalms 24 is very basic, very simple, and very, very, very understandable after this week. Written thousands of years ago to say one thing and to say it very simply. We are just visitors while we're here. Everything within this world and everything around, surround, and a part of this world belongs to God. 1982, 1983. They said we'll never have another storm that is as unforecast as this one. People will never be stranded. 2014. The people that predicted this one the best are the people that looked at acorns and looked at how thick the skin was on their dogs. Light dusting, James Spann says. You know, we talk about all the heroes in the storm. I'm thinking today as we talk about a hero, I think back of my day's teaching. The last class I had, if the principal had come to my door and said, the buses can't run today, you're going to be spending the next 2 days with these children, I think I would have figured out a way to put each of them on my back and gotten them home. When do we accept the fact that God is simply in control? Psalms 24 says the earth and all that he commands belongs to God. And yet we still try to second guess God. Would it have hurt a single solitary soul if the Vestavia school system just hadn't gone to school Tuesday? Where would the world have been if people had paid attention to that person that says, you know, when smoke comes out of a fireplace and turns to the right, the weather's going to really become a fright? No. We rely on radar. We rely on our... You know, I had a person say to me, my phone says it's not supposed to be this bad. Well, if it were me, I'd throw that phone into the Cahaba River where you almost slid to. Who was in control on Tuesday? The Lord and all that he surrounds. Which makes us understand one thing. We're visitors. When you visit someone else's house, how do you behave? How many of you were raised, some of y'all are too young to understand this, but how many of y'all, I'm going to learn in 2014 to start saying you all. I don't say y'all correctly and I don't say G-R-E-A-T correctly. I'm slandering the word G-R-E-A-T as I get older. But you know, I can remember sitting in the back seat with my princess of a sister. and being warned within an inch of our lives, you better put on your company behavior when we walk in this house. Don't touch. Don't do anything you're not supposed to. And if you embarrass us, it's going to be murder when we get back in this car. But now go have a good time. Do we even remember what company behavior is all about? It's being thankful for the host home. It's being thankful for the place that we have been invited into. It is being thankful for where we are. The beauty of Psalms 24 is that it says very simply, to give the Lord thanks for all that He has given us. Now that it's over, and the drive from here to the Colonnade is very simple. You just zip down and go through Blue Lake, and if you don't go over 25, you've got it made. The policeman didn't find humor in that when I said, do you still get a ticket if you're sliding faster than 25? I, who have been stopped 3 times coming down the hill. But the question is very simply this. Do we think we own something that we really don't? Do we understand that we're visitors? And that as visitors, we have a certain responsibility to act the best we can, to be polite, to invite in the person that is in need. It could have been far worse. Imagine, I thought of this as I thought of my teacher friends. At least they had lights and the ability to show a movie. What if this had been one of those storms where we'd had no power and no heat? There would not have been enough Benadryl for me to give my children that night. But we survived. And I think very simply, the illustrations that I was going to use today fall short. God's in control. We can forecast whatever we want to forecast. But when we want to be taught lessons, we're very simply taught that we're a visitor and we're to use our very best behavior.
Today we have something more to celebrate. The cooks are going to join our congregation, so let me invite Ben, Molly, and Emma Kate to come up here next to me. Would you turn to page 38 in your hymnals? Ben and Molly are coming to us from another United Methodist congregation, so I just have one question to ask you. As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness?
We will.
Members of the household of God, I commend Molly, Ben, and Emma Kate to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified. Through Jesus Christ, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. We'll ask Ben and Molly to remain up here shortly after the service so that you can come and welcome them personally.